Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting to the internet. So join with the Truth Network and Transworld Radio to put the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Visit truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner or call 888-988-5656 to pledge your gift to put a wind-up radio into the grateful hands of people desperately in need.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Well, this is the big week. This is the week the church will celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is Resurrection Week, a season for us to remember and to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of the one whom we call Lord and Savior. It all began with that historical Passover in the city of Jerusalem when Jesus experienced that cruel crucifixion and he died as a result, was buried, and after 3 days rose again. The Bible says concerning that event that as he rose, he was the firstborn of many brethren to come, meaning he opened up a way. He opened up the path for many brethren to follow. And of course, you are in that company. That is why you celebrate. The church is in that company. It is why we celebrate as the church this amazing, supernatural, unbelievably miraculous event. And you know, the rejoicing that we have is because his presence is with us, and it creates in us an expectation that is increasing. The thing that is increasing is the revelation that we gain every day as we walk with him, that we know him more and more, and the power of his resurrection. The power, we know him personally, and we know the power of his resurrection. It goes back to the beginning when God walked with the man Adam in the garden, and then that relationship was lost. Squandered, actually. But then at Calvary, at this event that we celebrate now, and since then, all who choose to be born again and to make Jesus the Lord of their lives, they are restored under the original plan, under Adam's original open heaven, so that God's Spirit lives in us to be resident right now. And we know, because his Spirit is inside of us, that there is a moving within the heavens for a position for a future day, another event where we will encounter him. Literally, the whole world will encounter him at that time. And isn't that what we are seeing presently? God's end-time plan is unfolding incrementally, and with it, his divine pressure comes to apply against those things he never intended, so that everything is being refined into one thing, basically a divine convergence, as light gets brighter, and the darkness and everything in the darkness is exposed by that increasing release, increasing display, increasing knowledge of the light. Convergence is a word that I love, and it fits right here. It means to unite or merge groups or tendencies that originally were opposite or otherwise at least different, so that now, as all things are coming together, we receive and begin to see a new form that is unlike the old one as it emerges, and something uniquely created by God's Holy Spirit because of the refining process over time. Let me give you an example. The Bible describes Jerusalem as a city compacted together. That's in the Psalms. It's an earthly city, Jerusalem, converging with the heavenly city, Jerusalem. So earthly Jerusalem below, heavenly Jerusalem above, a city above a city, and the two converge together increasingly as we experience the unfolding of end-time events, converging heaven and earth so that there is a drawing closer together that we see in John's vision. That is Revelation 21:2. And here's the quote. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven." So this is the convergence that we're talking about, that these end-time events are exposing. And convergence is the very thing describing the church's celebration this year. Heaven to earth and earth to heaven, back and forth. Earth to heaven, heaven to earth, earth to heaven, heaven to earth, so that God's people in this end time prophesied event of convergence are the equivalent of Jesus' prayer on earth as it is in heaven. So despite growing darkness or anything else really, his people are living out a supernatural joining with him, overshadowing all the ungodly conditions and distractions that surround us, so that nothing that God intends for you can be held back from the light that he is manifesting with his presence right now in every place where those who know him choose to reverence him, celebrate him, and honor him in this resurrection season. So let me say this for you specifically. There is available to you an avalanche, not only of revelation, but of God's goodness and power, meaning this is his light breaking through to overthrow any and all darkness assigned against you. The thief is bound, the spoiler found out, and all corruption is driven out. We live in the fulfillment of this promise because of Joel 2 and Acts 2:17. God said, "I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh." And especially for those holding the line today and every day, for your whole house, or for a specific person, or a specific situation or relationship, because of you, because you continue to remain obedient, because you celebrate in his glorious presence against all odds, your life is speaking, and is the crescendo of rejoicing that the church can hear now in this year's celebration, the resurrection of our Messiah, our Lord, Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God. We say hallelujah, and traditionally, historically, and expectantly, we say, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit acleartrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.